Some housing experts are warning of a so-called silver tsunami coming to a number of cities, including Phoenix and Tucson. They say that over the next couple of decades, lots and lots of baby boomers will be getting ready to leave their homes and not buy new ones, which will lead to lots and lots of homes on the market. One estimate suggests that could mean more than 20 million houses hitting the market during that time. S.E. Romum has written about this. He's the founder of the urban economics firm Metrosite and recently worked at Zillow. And our co-host Mark Brody talked with him and started by asking how big a tsunami we're looking at nationwide.
Nationwide, how big of a tsunami are we looking at here?
Well, the important thing is really how many homes are going to be released into the market, in the sense that their homeowners will be exiting homeownership, selling the house and not buying another. And there we're talking about an elevated rate of about 450,000 homes per year more than in the present, in the last decade.
That seems like a lot.
That's a big difference. It's give or take the same order of magnitude as we had when we look at the boom and bust of the last housing cycle and look at them over slightly longer timeframes than just the peak year or the worst year.
So is that concerning to folks like you who study the housing market?
On one hand, it's concerning. Sure, there'll be more supply than there has been recently. On the other hand, it's actually perfectly timed. And if you're looking at it from the perspective of someone who's trying to buy a home or facing an affordability crisis rather than someone who's watching their home value not appreciate as fast as they'd like, it's actually good news. We're coming off of 10 years of the construction industry struggling to regain the same construction numbers that they were able to produce 15 and 20 years ago. We still aren't producing homes at the same pace as we were before the housing boom of the last decade. And having this additional supply of homes is actually helpful in that way. And I'll tell you more than that. New construction, especially in large numbers, tends to be concentrated on the metropolitan periphery, out in the exurbs. What this silver tsunami will do is actually provide us with, let's call it a substitute for new construction that's much closer in older suburbs, in areas where, you know, there typically hasn't been that much new construction in recent years, and where there's actually some appetite for housing.
Well, I wonder how that works in a place like Phoenix, which according to the numbers is in the top 20. I think it was number 17 in terms of markets that would be most affected by this silver tsunami. And Phoenix, of course, is a city that is known for home building. And so I'm wondering if some of those jobs, some of those building permits and some of the construction going on that has been going on now might actually be put off if there's a large number of existing homes sort of coming onto the market over the course of a number of years.
Builders will definitely need to take this into account as they make their plans in terms of what to build. It's usually the larger developers who do this more calculated type of math. Having said that, this isn't necessarily bad news for the construction industry. What it signals is a shift from doing mostly new construction to doing renovation and maintenance. There's going to be a large amount of properties that will need to be updated once their owners have let go of them. And that is just a different type of construction work, typically done by much smaller firms. So all those construction workers who have reached the point where they want to open their own businesses and strike it on their own, this is going to be their opportunity. The market's going to be on their side as they try and do that.
We could potentially see more fix and flip type shows on TV also, it seems like.
For sure. For sure.
So let me ask you about the two markets in Arizona that were listed in these numbers. Tucson was the number two market that would be affected. 41% of the homes in that city would be vacated, according to these numbers, by 2037. Phoenix, as I mentioned, number 17, just over 28%. Especially in Tucson, that's almost half of the homes are expected to be vacated over the next 17 or so years. That seems like an awful lot of existing homes coming onto the market over a reasonably short amount of time.
I don't know that it's that unusual. Those numbers are higher than they will be elsewhere, and they're higher than they have been in recent years, but not by a long shot. Around the country, pretty much every metro area has somewhere on the order of give or take 25 to 30% of homes that are likely to be vacated by senior owners over the next 20 years. Hmm. And you have to take into account that being vacated is part of normal turnover. Every generation does this. The fact that these numbers will be more elevated in the next two decades isn't some sea change. It's just the fact that the baby boomer generation is larger than the generations that preceded and follow it.
For Phoenix and Tucson, the fact that they are ranked so highly in these numbers, is this just an indication that there are a lot of baby boomers who live in these two cities? I mean, is there something else going on here?
No, it is exactly that. So what we see when we look at metros nationally is that those metros that are traditionally thought of as retirement communities, metros in Florida and metros in Arizona, are at the top of the list. They have the greatest share of older homeowners, and that's reflected in these numbers. The flip of that is the more affordable metros in the South that are not retirement communities, places like Houston and Dallas and Atlanta, have been the ones that have pulled residents from less affordable parts of the country, typically younger households. And those areas have a younger makeup, and as a result, are at the other end of this list.
What will this do for retirement communities, specifically like 55 and older type communities? I mean, if baby boomers are trying to sell those houses, there's only a sort of a specific group of people who are allowed to buy them right now. Do you imagine HOAs are going to have to change rules, or some of these master plan communities are going to have to shift their thinking a little bit as well?
I don't know that they'll have to go as far as changing rules, but I do think that the replacement generation is smaller than the one that will be leaving these places. And that does mean that supply and demand conditions for these kinds of properties will be different than they are today. The upward pressure on prices that we've experienced for the last few decades will be somewhat less strong. It'll be weakened by this in those places. And that means that prices there will be more stable than they have been in the recent decades.
I'm wondering if there's reason to think that some baby boomers, seeing this coming, might choose to try to either downsize or sell their home or find some kind of other living situation ahead of all this in an effort to not get stuck, you know, with a lot of other homes on the market, which would diminish the amount that they can get for their homes.
It might make sense for some people. I wouldn't go out and change one's life plans as a result of this. Rather, I would change one's expectation about what the value of one's home might be in 10 or 20 years. If a change of plans is in order anyway, if you're a knife edge between staying in Arizona or moving to live near your kids in California, and you need something to push you over the edge, this might be a worthwhile factor. But I wouldn't get up and leave just because of this news.
Essie Romum is founder of the urban economics firm MetroSite, and you're listening to the show.